producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven after the hour. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program with an overview as to what's cooking. What is cooking? Richie McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The Iowa caucuses are today. You can officially start paying attention now. You've wasted your time for the past 3 years listening to all the hoopla. I knew you. Here is where the rubber hits the road. Iowa voters are caucusing, which basically means that voters from both parties will talk over in local groups. This corner of the room is for that and that sort of thing. It's really very cool how they do it. I've resisted the suggestion to go to Iowa because it would be a very difficult broadcast to do, I think, to be in the middle of one of those rooms.
First of all, they don't do it loud and uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah, it would be tough. So next week, I'm going to be in New Hampshire for Monday and Tuesday. Let's see what we get out of that. So, anyway, the fact that you don't live in Iowa, people say, well, so why do I care about this? I don't live in Iowa. This is a big deal because Iowa is the first state in the country to vote. What happens there could mean certain amounts of money for people that do well or they don't do well.
Right, because it's not all about winning. Some of the candidates just need to play so that they can continue to get funds from their donors.
But you're also going to see some people drop out here.
Mm-hmm. You'll see a lot of Republicans. I mean, there's not a lot of Democrats to drop out, but you'll see after Iowa, depending on how everybody does.
This is where your Jim Gilmores and your, those guys may drop out.
This is where Rick Santorum drops out because he won in Iowa last time around. He's not doing very well in the polls. This would have been his one chance to sort of make a name for himself. But, yeah, those kind of people drop out.
The bigger names, the third and fourth place guys, scramble to get those voters, and then that might put them on the map.
It's also
Go to the big... go ahead, Jennifer.
Oh, sorry. No, it's also, just before we walk away from Iowa, it's also pretty important for the big guys, too, because on the Democratic side, you have Bernie Sanders, who's riding this huge wave of popularity right now, and Hillary Clinton has to win to kind of make herself go, okay, look, I'm still the front runner. It's not going to be like the last time around when President Obama, backed her away. So this is important for her. It's also important for Donald Trump, who's the front runner nationally, and he's up in the polls by 9 points in Iowa, because it's different for people to say, I love Trump, and actually then get him to go inside and pull a lever. And so this would show that he's a legitimate candidate. So there's a lot on the line for everybody, I think. It's kind of fun.
I find it very interesting, and this is what it bothers me. This is what's so troubling about the American system now because it's so corrupt. Mm-hmm. The Adelsons from Las Vegas, he has given now the maximum amount to Ted Cruz. So we have these, but he'll be, depending on how Cruz does, he'll be one of the people that all the rest of these guys will go to try to get as much money out of him as they can so they can continue spending lots of money on their campaigns.
It's a big
$30 million has been spent on the radio in Iowa in the past few months.
Wow.
This is something that under the circumstances, I mean, I'm looking at what the trends are in the polls here. Trump and Mrs. Clinton seem to be the ones that would come out on top, but you see Ted Cruz, who has a strong following there.
And if he were going to win in any state, he spent a lot of money in Iowa.
Right.
Yeah, and he's got, he's kind of built, he's a candidate that's sort of built for the people of Iowa. He's, he's very Christian and faith-based and very conservative, and so this would be a place where if he's going to make a difference, it would be here.
Yeah. You see, I don't think he really is any of those things. I think he's playing that part because he has to.
That's what Marco Rubio says. Marco Rubio definitely says the same thing.
And he's a big phony, too. So here's Bernie Sanders coming along, chugging in with $20 million that he raised in January. So if you think this guy is just a...
He's no joke.
He's no joke.
I keep talking about the Republicans are so busy blowing holes in Hillary Clinton, and meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is over here taking it all the way to the bank.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Crazy.
So, and then the interesting thing in the New York Times yesterday, they endorsed Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side and John Kasich.
Yeah, well, that's
Republican
no surprise.
Right.
He's the most liberal of the conservatives.
Oh, I don't.
It
think
only
that's
makes
true
sense.
At all.
Oh, yeah.
Like that? Not at all. I think Trump is much more liberal.
Not the new invention of Trump.
No, right.
Definitely
the latest
not
iteration.
Well,
of Trump,
but it's an invention. You just said it. That's a perfect
of
word.
Course.
It's just an invention.
You
people
can't
are
tell
phonies.
Me.
They're not telling you what they really
find,
think.
Find me someone who hasn't said, "Okay, here's my brand." They all do this. They sit down with a pen and paper and an advisor who gets paid too much money, and they say, "What's my brand? Who am I going to be? What's going to win me this election?" And that's
what
they're doing.
There, what's missing in the choices so far? Let me fill that gap.
You know, it's the most interesting memory that I have. When George Bush, the father, was running in the primaries, and you got to love Barbara Bush. I've always liked Barbara Bush. I've always liked George Bush, the father, frankly. He was out there and he was touting all of this ridiculous conservative stuff, like he didn't believe in abortion and other things that his wife said. She looked at him once and said, "What are you talking about? This isn't you at all." And it sort of blew a hole in what he was. I mean, he managed to pull it off, but he wasn't. He was saying whatever needed to be said in order to get the votes. And I'm subscribing to that theory with any one of this bunch of phonies.
To be fair, you know what? Everybody is human, and we, as much as we on paper will say that we're a certain way, when faced with the situation, that's when you see your real true colors and your empathy comes out. And your
so none of us could be
out.
None of us would be good politicians. Because we say what we think all the time.
Yeah,
and
we're allowed to change our mind.
Right.
We're allowed to go, you know what? I kind of think differently. And politicians, man, they get taken to the coals if they change their mind like that.
Yeah. And but yet they all forget the real reason for them being there has nothing to do with their opinion, nothing to do with how they feel about things, because this is a representative form of government, and they are supposed to represent what the voters think who put them there. So why is there this exchange at all? How
and see, that would be the smarter answer. That
actually,
you just hit on it. You know, so I think back to the last debate last week when Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz got hit with video of themselves saying something that's not the position that they take today on the issue of immigration. That would have been the idea. You know what? I felt this way about immigration, but when I listened to my constituents, this is what they told me to do. That would be an awesome answer. I mean,
perfect.
So political and so full of poo, but still, it would
that's
work,
perfect.
You know?
But you can't
because that's
president.
Really what they're there for.
As president, you have to be able to make up your mind on what you think and lead. More at the Congress and the Senate level is where you should be voting, where your constituents
well, both of those
are.
They're both senators, so that would make perfect sense. That would have been a great answer. It would have been that would have been it. Sealed the deal. Done. Okay,
excellent
great.
Answer. Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Good job, Dougie.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Roberta at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. 14 after the hour now.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative.
Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative.
Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening.
Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event?
Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another $1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another $1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Earn 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 17 after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug, the comments that we have, facebook.com/good day. Most of our comments now are coming from Twitter. Ron Booth says, the reality of the caucuses is as often not Iowa has failed to pick the eventual nominee for either party, but in spite of whatever... I don't understand this, actually.
That, you know, Trump made a point of that.
All the money and the effort involved, the most important thing the two earliest contests offer is a chance to see which candidate is the better campaigner. And this is what, okay, Ron, I get your point, and this is what's wrong with the system, because we're talking about two states, Iowa and New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Why isn't everybody? Why can't Roberta vote? Why can't Jennifer vote? Why can't Rich vote? Why can't I vote at the same time you're voting? I want to have the candidates get a leg up because of how they showed in the caucuses in Iowa or the primary in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. It's a weighted, incorrectly thought out and bad system. And I don't know why it's still in force. It's like the Electoral College, not properly thought out anymore and inappropriate mm-hmm. for the way the country in its current state exists. It's not appropriate. Well, none of this stuff is appropriate.
You make a good point, because Trump even was making the case to his followers in Iowa, let's get out the vote. You guys have never picked a winner. Let's pick a winner this time. I'm going to win this.
And now he's up 9 points when he was behind 2 weeks ago.
Right, but here we all are paying so much attention to Iowa, yet they've never picked a winner, whoever they vote for.
It's the only attention Iowa ever gets.
But
they used to pick the winners. That's the thing. It's just in the last couple of years they haven't picked the winners.
Well,
right?
Everything
they picked the winners. They picked the winners for the Democrats. Did Obama win?
The demographics of Iowa have changed dramatically, even though it still is basically a farm state. There are a lot of other things. Who would have thought that the headquarters for Transcendental Meditation are in Fairfield, Iowa?
Why not? It's fine.
A lot of other stuff. Yeah, right. Things like that that Iowa has changed over the years, and it just is, I don't know, it has an importance because I guess it's interesting to learn how they go through their process, but we could have that information if we still had a primary system where everybody voted on the same day. You could still go to the most unusual states that conducted themselves in the most unusual ways and get that information. I think this is un-American. It really is. Everybody said, this is how people vote. No, it's not. It isn't, because I say again, Roberta can't vote today.
Right.
I can't vote today. Richie can't vote today. Jennifer can't vote today.
Do you know how cold it is in Iowa? Let them have their day.
Significant. Well, no.
Just let them have their time.
21 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Welcome to our My Three Songs contest, playing three tunes, different artists. You are going to love the connection here today. You are going to love it.
Do you guarantee
You'll
it?
You'll tell us, say who, what?
Do you guarantee it? You're going to like the way you look, I guarantee
yes.
it.
You're going to love it. 888-302-3684. Prizes, Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Worth Living If You Do the Work. It's a wonderfully inspiring book that you ought to have in your library. So here we go, Richie, with the three snippets. First, from Billy Joel, we've got River of Dreams. Top 10 hit. 1993.
In the middle of the night, I'm walking in my sleep.
All you have to hear. Yeah. This song was up for a Grammy in 93, but it lost out to Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. He performs this at concerts. I found this summer we went to see him at Fenway Park, and even though we were a ways away from him, I just loved hearing him sing songs like this, frankly. And he really engaged the audience well. First tune. There it is. In the River of Dreams, Billy Joel. It's called River of Dreams. Second one, Billy Idol's Rebel Yell.
Having a dance party over here.
All right.
Love me some Billy Idol.
All right, so top ten. This is 1984 when this song was big. Was his first top ten hit. He had three more after that. Billy named this song after the brand of whiskey he saw members of the Rolling Stones drink.
Well, that's a good reason.
Oh, my God. Okay, next tune in this triumvirate is by Matchbox 20. What do we use this song for?
I've never even heard this.
Yeah, no, this.
You guys, this is what opens this segment.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on, ding, 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 ding. Give me a dollar, buy a clue.
Three shall be the number that shall count, and the number right, of the counting here. Shall be three.
You ready? There you go.
888.
I've heard that before.
Okay.
Stephen.
That's right. I'm right on the ball. 888. We've had this before. 888-302-3. Don't be disrespectful now.
Oh, I wouldn't.
888-302-3684. We've got Billy Joel, River of Dreams, Billy Idol, Rebel Yell, and Matchbox 20 with his 3 a.m. All right, Richie, what do we have cooking on the telephone connection to the Good Day program? I have to give him...
You can talk to Jimmy in Jonesboro.
Can I really? That'd be very nice. Jimmy in Jonesboro. It is my pleasure to have you on the radio. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, I think we're doing as well as possible. After all, when you have to work with the likes of Roberta and Jennifer, I'm doing my best, you know? How that all comes together. All right, so what's the connection between these three songs?
Midnight. Song about nighttime.
Yeah, I guess that's close enough. In the middle of the night, certainly that's where Billy Joel's coming from, and Billy Idol, the Rebel Yell, and certainly it's 3 a.m. Yep, you got it. So I'm going to send you a copy of this book by Maria Trilogy, What's Happening in Your Town. What do you think about the Iowa caucuses, honestly, in 10 seconds? Do they make any difference to you one way or another, the results?
It doesn't make any difference to me one way or the other. I think they all lie about what they're going to do. They just say what everybody wants to hear.
There you go.
It's not exclusive.
About right.
All right, hold on, everybody.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we get a lot of questions on the show. One of the more common questions we get is about dogs that jump up. And generally speaking, it's the smaller dogs that jump up, although mid-sized dogs and large dogs jump as well. Here are the reasons that dogs do jump up on people. Think about it from a dog's point of view. The average dog spends its life looking at nothing above the knees unless they jump up. So very often, dogs want to make that facial contact, that eye contact with their guardians or other people, and because we're standing erect, they don't do that. So very often, dogs are jumping up just to make that facial contact as if they would with another dog. So what I recommend that people do is if you have a dog in your home, or this goes for cat people too, spend more time down on the floor. As a matter of fact, very often, when I get a new dog or adopt a dog in my house, I have friends come over, we all get down on the floor spending time at the dog's level, which alleviates the dog's need to jump. So if you want your dog not to jump, give in a little bit. Spend some time at his level, and he won't jump up to yours. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Program at 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Monday, the 1st of February, with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Mitch McFadden is helping things along conversationally and with his fingers on the button, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How many
That's
of
not
you
the button.
The button.
Get up. How many of you get up in the morning and the first thing you do is check your iPad or some sort of smartphone device? When you
usually
get out of bed,
first thing
you pick up the phone. First thing, what do you do first thing
go to
when
the
you
bathroom.
Get out of bed in the morning? Go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
Roberta.
No, I pick up my phone before I even get out of bed.
Yeah. Me too.
No,
I'm
sad. Just want to make sure the world is still there. Is it worth getting up? Should I get up or should I just stay in bed?
I saw something in Better Homes and Gardens that this. If you look at this number, and it is astonishing to me. 50%. Of smartphone users surveyed by Better Homes and Gardens say that my phone is the first thing I touch when I awake and the last thing I touch when I go
yep.
to bed.
Well, your lady likes to Facebook a little bit, right?
Yep.
Does she do that
yeah.
first
oh, yeah.
thing? Yeah.
It's right by the bed.
Right.
So it's there for sure. What does that
now
tell you
about?
Now
you know you need to dress up like a cell phone.
yeah, and how many of you are? How many of you just set your cell phones?
Oh,
you
I
have to say the remote control is the dirtiest thing around. Think
I
about
did.
Your cell phone.
Yeah, Roberta, that's thought you were the dirtiest thing around, but
yeah, that's changed. There's a report out today about antidepressants, and this has been one of my pet peeves. This is like football. The helmet issue, I have not been on. Well, we've sort of been on and off of this over the years, but this really nails it. This study suggests, this paper that was published this past weekend, shows how many flaws there are with Big Pharma and their relationship to doctors and to people who are psychologists that are prescribing these antidepressants and how much risk there is in making the children more aggressive instead of less aggressive. You've heard the story of the various drugs that are assigned to children who in the morning come to school all hepped up because they've had, in reality, the wrong kind of breakfast. They've had a lot of sugar, mm-hmm. and they've had a lot of the kinds of foods that you wouldn't think anybody had any sense.
Crunch.
Right, exactly. Would send their kids to school and have them bounce off the wall. Richie, what do you feed your two children before they go to school? Or what does Janet feed your two before they go off to school?
I try to get them to eat an egg and a banana, some type of fruit, or they have a nectarine there. You know, usually they'll want something toast or a waffle or some kind of carb, too.
Yeah, right. Well, that won't necessarily, depending on what they put on the waffle, they're going to send them to the moon. Carbs turn into sugar, and they may have some negative effects.
So it's a little better. But,
okay. No, but it's still,
I love the carbs, but we are very egg-centered. Mm-hmm. I mean, we eat eggs all the time.
So you have this neighborhood group that you're friendly with, and many of the parents there have children that are your children's ages or within reason. How many of them do you think are being treated because they're depressed? How many children do you think in that neighborhood? You got 35 homes there. It's a younger neighborhood. How many do you think are on antidepressants, or what sort of conversation do you have with other parents your age regarding this problem?
Most of my kids, for instance, my kids are 8 and 11, not into their teen years yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've talked to anybody who has a kid going through depression.
Mostly a teen problem.
So I would expect when they get a little older.
Well, when it begins in kindergarten now, Jennifer, when this stuff is prescribed.
You think they're just not admitting it?
I know one family where their kid takes ADD medication. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there are probably others.
But that's different than antidepressants, right?
Yeah, it is.
You know what part of the problem is that, and it really misserves children, is that under the age of 18, they don't want to label kids. They feel if they diagnose a kid, then they're labeling the child, even if the child does need something. So they're very reluctant to say, you know, a child needs antidepressants, or a child is bipolar, or a child has a borderline. It disservices the child. And the reason why I can say this is because my older daughter had problems when she was younger, and she was never diagnosed completely, and they never really told us the truth about what was going on. Because
I will tell you the same
child,
thing.
You know,
same thing about my son that we never recognized until he got to the age that he is, finally figuring out that he was never on any drugs or anything like that. But there were things that went on with him, especially when he found out that his mother had breast cancer. He thought she was going to die. He was 12 years old, and it affected him more than we ever really knew. And whether he ought to have been on drugs or not isn't really the question.
Or in therapy, at the very least, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But instead, what happens here is that pharma has gotten their claws into so much of the fabric of our society. It's just like the military-industrial complex. It's that insidious. It's that insane. Mm-hmm. When you look at how other countries around the world handle these sorts of things, these people, this is not a campaign issue, and it ought to be. The reason it's not is because all these drug companies are loading
up
the campaign coffers.
Of
course there is. Right. But I'm telling you, those of you who are parents that are not watching carefully what's going on with your children, that's your job, finding out what they're all about and what they're doing with their time as much as anything else, who they're spending their time with, how it's going in school, are they paying attention, are they not paying attention, are they really someone that goes along in class, are they somebody who's disruptive in class. All those things are important, and often if a youngster is disruptive, this is the way they fix the problem, by giving them drugs. And that doesn't serve, nor does it really get to the bottom of solving the problem. It just covers it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're addicted to these drugs for the rest of their lives in many circumstances, or dependent on them, however you want to use the terminology, whether you're addicted or you're committed, whatever it is, there's way too much of it. And I think people are waking up to it now, but there ought to be more discussion. There ought to be a national discussion about this, and even the drug companies' relationships to schools. And why is it that somebody can give your child a prescription and you don't even know about it? How does that happen? You wouldn't stand for that for 5 seconds, Rich.
Nope.
If there was something going on with your two children, and he'd been brought to the principal's office, and somebody there, the nurse or somebody, the school psychologist says, oh, this kid needs to calm down, I'm going to give him this prescription for Ritalin or whatever.
I can't imagine how that's legal.
I can't imagine. Well, I don't know how they get it
and again,
without the parents paying for it.
We're very lucky. We know most of the staff in the school, or a good bit of the staff in the school. We live in a weird neighborhood, but we're a very connected neighborhood, and a lot of the teachers and staff that work there live there.
Yeah. Okay, so that's
good. But when your teacher's your neighbor, that's a whole different story.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
China. Yesterday, condemning the United States for sailing a warship into what Beijing considers to be a territorial water of theirs. No notice? Is this a deliberate provocation? Well, is it the same thing that happened off the waters of Iran? And when you see something like this, are you surprised at how expanded? You know, you hear all these candidates talking about we've got to make our military the strongest in the world. Well, they're all over the place. There are ships traveling in the China Sea. There are ships in the Mediterranean. There are ships close to what's happening in the Middle East. There are ships on the North Sea. There are ships off the coast of South America. Ships all over the... I find it interesting. I went to... what day is today? Today is Monday, Friday. Friday, I took a tour of the USS Iowa, which is berthed in San Pedro, which is basically Long Beach. And the this huge, Jennifer, you've probably been by there. This is one of the most interesting places in our country in terms of ports. You can go in there and you see dozens of freighters being loaded up with those big containers. And across from the shipyard is the berth for the USS Iowa, which was one of the four big battleships of World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the Cold War era. And they're all in different places, all of those four battleships that were built, all in different places around the country. Iowa is in California. The Wisconsin is in San Diego, I think. The Missouri is out in Hawaii. And then there's one, Richie, in the whichever one is left is in the base there in Washington. I find it very interesting to look at all of this machinery and to see what we, who knew that the first computer ever developed was developed for wartime and was in those four ships. The Navy developed in 1938, 1939, the technology to use a computer for the gun turrets. So that when they had, let's say that 20 miles over the horizon, there was an enemy ship. Well, you can only see 15 miles on the horizon. So they use the radar to pinpoint where the ship is, and then they feed that information into this very basic computer. The computer set the turrets and all of the stuff, and their gears. I mean, it's like an amazing thing when you figure it was made in the 1930s, and that's how they would use, that's how when everything was coordinated, the captain in the turret would hit the button to shoot, and that's how these, you know, some of these guns, the 16-inch shells, they could go 20-25 miles, and they were pretty precise at their hitting. And I learned a whole lot about how these ships were used in wartime. And As I walked around, I was thinking about the men that had been on that ship or other ships like it. I was thinking a lot about my uncle, who was commander of a submarine in World War II. And then you just think, how many deaths has this thing been responsible for? And why is it that we have to have this kind of thing in the first place? What is there about mankind? I think about it in terms of the Chinese and provocation, and the North Koreans having whatever nuclear capability they have, and why do they want to do it? It's a thought process that I think we all need to go through. Maybe it comes back to ourselves and how aggressive we may or may not be in our own lives. But when you think about the amount of money, remember, we went into World War II broke. It was after the Depression. There was really no money. Everything that was built that we used going into World War II and through World War II was done on credit. We didn't have any money. The country really didn't start to pick up until after World War II. So you look at all these ships that were built and the millions and millions of dollars that on these things, and aircraft as well, and other armaments that we had to stock ourselves up. And so the background to the to what the people that ran the government knew was that if we would do something like this, it would be great for the economy. And so the conspiratorialists love to say that FDR knew the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor, and in fact he encouraged it because they wanted to get into World War II because it was going to be good for our country. Yeah, 500,000 men and women lost their lives in the war, but what did it do for our country? I guess it depends on whether you think what happened after World War II was good for the country or not, but most people would tell you it was, because it brought us into a standard of living and a way of being able to do business that has never been equal. No matter what you say about China, there is nothing that is equal to the United States and what it can do. And it's all because of, that's where my mind was going to say, I did a 2.5 hour walk around the ship. People were saying, this is what you were thinking about. Yeah, it was what I was thinking about. As I walked in and thought about how many men were in, I walked into the captain's quarters of the Isle where Roosevelt slept on they brought Roosevelt over on the Iowa to the Malta conference, and he came back to Washington on the Iowa, and I stood there by the bed that he slept in, and the bathtub that he took a bath in, you know, that kind of stuff. It was really a very compelling conversation. So if you get a chance, out of respect for the people who have given their lives for various things in the military pursuits of our country, you see how important it was to, and how well-trained these people were to be able to run all of this. These were very complicated things at the time. So anyway, I developed sort of a respect for that, and I wanted to tell you that story. Jennifer's next with the television report on Good Day.
Allstate and Atlantic Media have announced the winners of the Renewal Awards. Here's Allstate's Chairman and CEO, Tom Wilson.
The Renewal Awards are about recognizing and calling out social innovation. It's about finding those local organizations that are making a difference in the social space.
Their efforts confirm a recent National Journal Allstate Heartland Monitor poll that found 69% of Americans believe that solutions to the country's biggest economic and social challenges will most likely come from state or local institutions. Winners include organizations working to help create sustainable home ownership, empower immigrant communities, and help the long-term unemployed. Among the awards presented is the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award, which went to Girl Start. The Austin, Texas-based nonprofit focuses on encouraging middle school girls in math and sciences.
At Allstate, we believe in youth. We think youth are the solution, not the problem. So when you support them and you give them just a little bit of encouragement, they take off and they can change the world.
Winners receive a $10,000 grant from Allstate. For more, go to renewalawards.com.
Hi, Jen. Chris Matthews on MSNBC apologizing for a line that he delivered before the Thursday night debate, wondering who would want to watch a Donald Trumpless debate with two Cubans.
Yeah. Not quite the most politically correct thing that you can say, but
who wants to watch those two Cubans? So he apologized.
I think we have the audio, actually, if you want to take
it. Richie, you got the audio?
Saying, what's Corey saying? Statement or threat? Why don't you check with that? Robert, I want to go to this. Who's going to watch a debate between the two Cuban guys? Who's going to watch a debate between Rubio, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz? Who cares?
Okay, so what's wrong with that? So he calls them two Cubans. That's what they are. What's the big deal, everybody? Oh, the Cuban-American population is offended by this. Get a life, will you please? I'm no fan of Matthew,
you know,
but for
if
God's
anybody
sake.
Else says it, though, I mean, come on. You can't say, you know, could you say, hey, are they going to watch a debate with the black guy? I mean, I don't know. It just seems a little...
The two black guys. Well, there's only one black guy running,
there's only
right?
one, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we had on over the weekend the SAG Awards. What happened there?
Well, not a ton of surprises, but I think some good awards were given out. On the TV side, Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor went to Kevin Spacey in House of Cards. Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Drama Series went to Viola Davis in How to Get Away with Murder. Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Downton Abbey. And can I tell you, as a little side note, I talked to my mom on Friday, and I saw her and I said, what's going on? You seem a little off. You seem a little sad. And she said, I'm okay. said, what's going on with you? She was still upset from Thursday's season or series finale of Downton Abbey. She was like literally in a depression because
Thursday's
the show is
finale.
Ending.
It's not over until it's a 26-week thing. It's not over until
it's done, isn't it? But she was upset about it. She was crying her eyes out.
Well, it's the last season, and there are things going on there that are resolved with the stuff with various players.
Outstanding performance in a comedy, by the way, went to Orange is the New Black.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Somebody call for a doctor. I think I'm sick. Ain't had my medicine in over a week.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken and I do a weekend program called Good Day Health. You can call us at 888-553-7536 on Saturdays or send email to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. You have questions for Dr. Ken. Meanwhile, our question for you at the moment, Dr. Ken, is about the Zika virus and who it's affecting. There are a lot of people in the news media trying to stir this pot and scare everybody. So what are you finding in your medical sources?
Well, the usually staid World Health Organization is stirring the pot, and that's why the media is all worked up. It was a press.
Yeah, the media is all worked up because they want to scare everybody, no matter what the World Health Organization. It's a great chance to scare everybody.
Well, the Zika virus is now spreading explosively around the Americas, according to the director of the World Health Organization in a recent press conference. The CDC has added two more distinctions, the U.S. Virgin Islands and the Dominican Republic. These are places that pregnant women may want to avoid due to potential infection with the Zika virus. Since last May, 23 countries and territories in the Americas have reported cases of mosquito-borne Zika, which is linked to a brain disorder called microcephaly. Babies with the condition have abnormally small heads, resulting in developmental issues and, in some cases, death. Do you want me to list all the 21 countries also that have been listed? Or?
No.
Okay.
I think what we need to get to is what impact can it have? One of the things that is troubling to me is, as we recognize who comes into this country illegally and where they come from, how you police this, because
The good thing is that you can't get this from another person. It's not contagious. No,
you got to have a mosquito bite.
You have to have a mosquito bite. It's not yet
but
clear
if the mosquito
whether it's
is
sexually
clean,
transmitted.
What I heard somebody say yesterday, if the mosquito, let's say another kind of mosquito bites you and gets, if you have the Zika virus and a mosquito that doesn't have it bites you, then that mosquito will have the virus and bite somebody else and that person gets it.
Well, that is possible.
Stretch.
That it's not the common way, but it's possible.
Mm-hmm. All right. But, so the what do we really need to take away from this? I mean, how many people in America are really going to be in danger, really?
Well, if you're traveling to one of these 23 or so countries and you're pregnant or want to get pregnant, it's very serious.
Mm-hmm. If you get hit, if you get stung by a mosquito.
Well, you go to Brazil, it's a big deal there.
Yeah. All right.
3,000 people, 3,000 kids already have got this, and the children die. It's really sad.
Well, all right. But again, I think that's a perspective we got to have. I just don't want people to go off half-cocked.
The problem is it's so new, and fortunately, there's now some momentum to get a vaccine and to get some specific treatment, and that's where I think it is right now.
All right. How long does it take to get a vaccine for something like this?
Well, it depends. We're still trying on AIDS and some, whereas some viruses are very quick.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's unpredictable.
All right. Let's talk about eating well with no sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health, is it not? So when you need extra energy without added sugar and chemicals, what do you reach for? Ken's going to tell you about Super Beets and why you should be reaching for Super Beets.
Well, you can't have absolutely good health unless the level of nitric oxide in your body is adequate. This is the third gas in the body. Nobel Prize winning research in 1998 for the discovery of nitric oxide. This is the gas the red blood cells carry along with oxygen. The red blood cell releases it. The circulation opens up like a garage door opener. And then the red blood cell can get in and deliver the oxygen. Your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide, and the folks at Neogenes have provided two products to help your body make it, because as you get a little older, your ability declines, and the folks at Neogenes provide these dietary nitrates to help your body make it. Two products. Neo 40 helps increase your tank so you have enough nitric oxide, and get that saliva test to see where your levels are, and then if you need a boost to get the nitric oxide level up, you're working out, or you're going to look for those caffeine or energy drinks. Instead, go for the Super Beets and get that boost of energy in the middle of the day.
All right, take Dr. Ken's advice. Call now, 800-655-4183. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply on top of the 3 months that you pay for. So you get 4 months for the price of three. 800-655-4183. Man, is this great for your circulation and blood pressure. 800-655-4183.
4183. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.